Hare Krishna. Question: was Sati murder or suicide? Answer: it was neither. If we want to use today's terminology, perhaps the best word might be self-immolation. The words always have their connotations. And murder is of course not what Sati originally was meant to be. The whole idea of Sati was that a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, are united together, and they are united not just for bodily gratification but for spiritual cultivation, and their bond goes beyond this life. So when a husband dies, the wife would feel great separation from the husband, and she would feel that the life inside without her husband would be more intolerable than the fire. And she would voluntarily enter into the funeral pyre. Now, everybody at that time knew that the soul is eternal, and the end of the body is not the end of life. So the wife, having shared life with her husband, would also share death and would go to a similar to the same destination as the husband would go, and they would continue the spiritual journey onwards that way. So when we look at it from a materialistic perspective with only one life in picture, then it may seem shocking, barbaric. But when any practice, we have to see, we have to look at it from it within its own framework. And from that perspective, understanding the eternality of the soul, understanding the purpose of marriage as a religious activity for ultimately spiritual cultivation, then it makes sense within its own framework. So the wife, what she would do would be self-immolation. She would feel that she would voluntarily end her life so that she could continue her life with her husband in the next destination wherever the husband is gone. Now, the word suicide has very negative connotations, where usually a person is frustrated with life. A person feels that there is nothing worth living for, or whatever is worth living for has been taken away from me, and there are so many problems, they are all intolerable, so let me just end my life. So suicide is done out of frustration, whereas Sati was embraced out of a spirit of self-offering for a higher cause. If we look at the Mahabharata, after Pandu dies, he has two wives, Madri and Kunti, and it is not that both of them are pushing each other, you go into the funeral fire. No, actually both of them want to go into the funeral fire. And then the Madri requests that, you are the elder among the two and we have young children to take care of. So you please stay. And moreover, Pandu was desiring me when he departed. So let me go where he is going and let me enter into the fire. So then Kunti agrees to Madri's request. The point is that it was seen as a privilege, the relationship between the husband and the wife, to be able to continue that in the next life. The wife considered it to be a privilege, and Kunti accepted it as a sacrifice to stay on in life. So if we look at the Mahabharata in its own terms, in the way in which the characters are discussing, there is none of the frustration that is associated with suicide that was there in either of in their minds at all. So yes, the point is that this life is ending, and then existence will come on and continue another life. So the nearest we have today could be self-immolation, where people for some higher, because they believe in some higher cause, and they feel that they cannot achieve that higher cause, so as an expression of their protest, they enter into fire. Of course, often that self-immolation is also due to frustration. The Buddhist monks who are frustrated, say, with Chinese occupation of Tibet, they often undergo self-immolation. Others may also undergo. There is no doubt a little bit of frustration, but there is understanding of some higher cause for which people are ending their lives. In suicide, usually there is no higher cause. There is just frustration, which one ends one life. So Sati was for a higher cause. And yes, later on, over the centuries, as materialism increased more and more, people became self-centered, and sometimes sati was forced, and forced sati is barbaric. So a widow was forced into the funeral pyre, and that time it would become murder. And that is certainly barbaric, and that was stopped by law during the British rule at the request and the pressure of some Hindu reformers. And that sort of forced entering of a wife, of a woman, forcing a woman into the funeral pyre of her husband, that is definitely not the original import of sati. So sati is neither suicide, because it is not done out of frustration, and certainly it is not murder, because it was never forcible. It was voluntary. And it was done with the same purpose with which marriage was done, the same purpose with which life was led in general. That was for the purpose of spiritual cultivation in a partnership with one's life partner. To continue that beyond this life, in the next life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.